And now we're joined by Matt Pipkin of Commit 65. And what is Commit 65?
We're a nonprofit based in Boise, Idaho, and we are planning to attempt to break the world flight endurance record and fly for 65 days without ever touching ground. And we're doing it to create a national platform for a campaign about child sexual abuse, to get people to talk about it, get it in a mainstream conversation via mainstream radio or mainstream media and social media and whatnot, just to talk about it.
Now, so there's a couple interesting things here. I mean, we've got the aviation aspect, and we've got, you know,
something
sexual
completely
abuse.
Different. Yeah.
Right. And now that's a very hard topic for a lot of people to talk about. Why are you pushing this campaign?
Because it is a hard topic. Because I was molested when I was five, and I'm 27 now. I started talking about it really 3 years ago. And one in five kids are sexually abused before they're 18, and 9 out of 10 of them don't tell anyone. I was one of those 9. So my goal is to simply create a platform that everyone can talk about, because it's engaging, it's fun, it's lighthearted, and it's hopeful. And so our slogan is Speak Your Silence, and really we just want to get people to start talking. We're not doing it to raise money. We have to raise money for the project, but
yes,
this is to just simply get people to start talking.
And why is it so important for people to talk about this?
Yeah, it's such a... I carried around a heavy weight for 20 years of my life, and it impacted every facet of my life. And I just had a really negative self-perception. I carried a lot of anger and guilt and shame, and didn't even realize it, to be perfectly honest. And you're going to have saved marriages. You're going to have thriving careers. You're just going to have a healthier society, a much healthier society, with people who aren't carrying secrets and baggage.
And I suppose there's another aspect about it. If people are actually willing to talk about it, then it's less likely that people can get away with doing it
exactly.
In the first place.
Yeah, it's cyclical in that way, completely.
And, you know, people are ashamed, and people don't want to talk because it's uncomfortable, and who wants to admit that something that horrible happened?
Right, and especially guys, they just don't talk about it. But with me, I thought I was an accomplice and not a victim, and that's very common. And often people feel like, even if they know they weren't at fault, they feel like they're going to destroy their family or hurt someone if they talk about it. So it's really a tough place for a kid to be in. You know, that's really adult stuff for a kid to deal with. And that goes with you all your life.
And it's unfortunately fairly easy to manipulate young kids.
Very.
And, I saw a special recently about that young lady who was kidnapped for 18 years.
Yeah. J.C. Dugard.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. I couldn't remember her name. And it's like everybody goes, why didn't you just leave?
It's not that simple. She had the logic of a 12-year-old at the time. You know, I took my 5-year-old logic all the way along with me, you know, because that's all I knew. So, and there are a lot of people walking around here at AirVenture who have the same thing that they're walking around with.
I mean, you said 1 in 5 people.
Yeah, it's 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys
are molested. And if you just look at our population, we have 300 million people.
Yeah, so many people.
And the number of unreported,
it's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And we can make everybody's lives better if it's actually addressed. And
exactly.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you want to bring this into the light. You want to fly an airplane for 65 days.
I don't know if want is the right word, because flying for that long sounds awful to me, because we're going to use a 172.
That's not a big space to be for 65 days.
No, it's really not. I mean, we'll take out all the interior except the left pilot seat, but it's still, that's a tight spot. You know, we drove over here from Idaho, and that was a long drive. So, but I mean, the last record was set in 59 in Vegas, and that flight got worldwide attention, and that was like number 9 of the world record endurance flights, and it's been completely forgotten. So it's essentially a brand new record, and that people don't know about. So it's really interesting. We've gotten the Today Show interested. We've been in Chicago Tribune and USA Today and gotten a lot of press because it's something that everyone finds interesting, just because it sounds awful.
So who's going to be flying the airplane?
It'll be me and my dad. He's a 7-3 captain for American Airlines, and he used to fly the F-4. And I'm a private pilot. I started flying 5 days after this idea came about.
Nice.
Yeah.
And now, do you have your instrument rating also?
I don't. Not yet.
Are you going to get your instrument rating
like
before
your... Yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, I don't have the cash right now. Running this nonprofit, and I just simply don't have the money to fund it.
I bet you can log a few approaches on your 65 days.
You know, I'm going to have one landing, though.
is your dad a CFI? Can you get instructions?
No, he's not. See, I could get the instrument rating and the checkout in the one flight.
Oh. And it's only going to have one seat.
Yeah.
So how do you get instructions with one seat?
I'll probably somehow find a way to have a lazy boy inside. I'll figure that out.
So how do you fly an airplane for 65 days? Let's first of all talk about the endurance of 172. You've got, if you put external big tanks in it, how much gas are you going to have?
Well, we'll basically mimic what they did in 59. They had a belly tank, which carried 95 gallons. We might be able to go 95. We might have to go 70, just depending on what the FAA says. So that'll give us about 12 to 14 hours of range. And back in 59, they refueled ground to air with a truck driving underneath them at a Mach speed in the Mojave Desert. But we plan on doing air to air using, it's kind of hard to explain on the air without showing pictures, but dragging a line from a larger aircraft, which we would retrieve with a grapple, and then the plane would, the refueling plane would go alongside us and slightly above. To give gravity feed.
Right, and you'd have to be very careful not to get those grappling hooks from the prop.
Yep.
And so food, obviously you can't carry enough food with you.
Right.
So
we've talked about sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We talked about getting food and water the same way that that we get the fuel, but we've also considered doing it like how banners are retrieved with a bungee and uprights, as long as it's not going to put too much shock on the airframe.
Now, have you tested out?
Not
any
yet.
Started testing out?
Not yet.
So you got a few little trials to work out.
Yeah, we have a KC-135 former instructor who's now a Southwest captain who drew up our plans for us, and we're going to plan on testing those out pretty soon.
Excellent. So you've got some good help putting all this stuff together.
Yeah, there have been some good pilot friends who've become friends who jumped on board to help us out. We need more, though. We need funding, and we need volunteers, too. So,
65 days is a long time just to keep
that. It's a really long time.
Now, why do you want to do the air-to-air stuff? Why not do air-to-ground?
Because it's essentially this is a big PR campaign, and the more ground we can cover, the better. So we plan on covering all continental, the 48 states, taking off out of Boise, Idaho, where I live. And that way we can get not only national media, but also local media in every single state. And it makes it a much more personal thing. So also it frees us to get around weather and boredom. But also logistically, we wouldn't have to have a 3 to 5 mile stretch of straight ground with no power poles in each state or each area of the country. And wouldn't have to have all the vehicles, all the crews, the insurance, the permits, all that stuff.
It actually frees you up to do a lot more.
It really
things.
Does. Yeah. Logistically, we don't have to have waivers to be close to the ground or anything like that. It's just formation flight.
Excellent. And now, so you've got food. What about oil? What are you doing about oil?
Oh, yeah. We'll do it just how they did back then. They took out the right side controls and plumbed through the firewall and in and out line. And we'll have a reroute so we can change the filter also. But we'll change oil while flying. So I would imagine we'll probably just mix some. We're not, you can't drain it all. We'll probably just drain some, add some, drain some, add some.
Right, but still keep a relatively fresh supply.
Keep it nice and clean, yeah.
And now, obviously, in 65 days, I haven't worked that out in hours. Have you worked that out in hours yet?
Yeah, to break the record, it's 1558, and to go 65 days, it's 1560, so.
1,560 hours.
Yeah, it's just a couple of months, no big deal.
I believe 1,500 hours is what you need to get your ATP rating. So,
is that what it is? Maybe I could apply with the Blue Angels when I'm done with this. Yeah, see how that works out.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time. That's got to be a record for how much flight time you can get in the shortest amount of time.
I think so. With the fewest landings,
you're gonna have a couple of records after all of this is done.
Yeah, and I'm gonna try to make some more. Like, how many push-ups can be done in one flight? How many cupcakes can be eaten in one flight?
Why make this easy?
Exactly. It'll be fun.
It's just an amazing, amazing thing that you're trying to do, and for an absolute great cause.
Yeah, it's the perfect platform for it.
You know? Now, obviously, you're still looking for logistical support on all of this, as you've mentioned.
Right.
So, what are you looking for? Where can people go? And you know, if they want to donate, what can they do? All of that stuff.
Yeah, well, we're looking for funding in any way it can come, or just sponsorship in any way it can come. So whether it's someone donating $20, going to our website, we have a donate button at commit65.org. But we're also looking for corporate sponsorships, both in kind and cash. So whether it's a glass cockpit or an engine or paint job, you name it.
Autopilot, maybe?
Yeah, get us an autopilot. Yeah, and some wireless internet.
Yes.
Yeah, and some good headsets. So, I mean, really anything, whether it's food or anything we use, we need it. So, but yeah, commit65.org. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/commit65.
And when are you hoping to start this attempt?
Shooting for August of next year, but we have to get that funding in. We just got an airplane. We got a 1958 172 straight tail, so it's the exact same year and model as the plane that was used in the last flight, which is kind of a cool tie-in of history.
Nice.
But we need to restore it. You know, it needs new paint, new avionics, new engine, all that. So can't do it before that happens. But
okay, and launching out of Boise, out of Idaho,
right.
I believe you said?
That's the plan, yeah.
And so you've got to restore an airplane, figure out all the logistics.
Or if someone wants to donate a new one, I'll take that one too, and I'll put this one in the garage. I would do that. I'm a nice guy like that.
Yeah, that's like... Yes, I would be a nice guy like that too if somebody wanted to donate me an airplane. But I'm not crazy enough to try and fly the thing for 65 days either.
I should probably just ask Cessna to sponsor us right now if they're listening.
Well, I think they have a booth over here somewhere.
You're right. I think it's just sales.
Have you gone and talked to them?
I haven't, because I figured it was just sales representatives, and I've been stuck at my booth. But and I'm the only one here.
You're the only one here.
I'm the only one here now. Everyone left me for the week, so I don't really have a lot of freedom.